You illustrated J. Frank Dobie's The Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
You were really able to capture the spirit of the Mustang in that sketching.
I agree with you, and I did some of these from it.
You're pointing to one on the floor right now.
Yeah.
You have one there on the easel that you just painted in the last couple of days as of this interview.
Yeah.
But the Mustang and the flurry that came with all that and the fight that went on between those two horses just captures that Mustang.
I agree. That's the best one. I think the book sold for maybe $2.50, something like that. The last time I heard, one had sold an auction in Kansas City for $5,000.
Let's talk about the people you have known. Maybe you can just tell me a little bit about them. William Keeler, he was president of Phillips Petroleum and Cherokee Chief. You did his portrait.
Yeah.
You knew Woody Guthrie?
Uh-huh.
Did you get to meet him?
Oh, yes.
This land is your land?
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us a little bit about him. What kind of person was he?
Well, he was the most interesting person. The story that I like the best is there in one of the big buildings in New York City. He was going to play his guitar while the orchestra had a 15-minute rest. So he was going to come in and fill up that 15 minutes. Wall had gone to the Waldorf Astoria before this because we were all friends of his. Had her best clothes on and the top of the Waldorf Astoria. It's pretty schmaltzy for us. And when the Mexican orchestra were resting and introduced Woody, he came on, dressed up pretty nice. We all had our best clothes on. He came out there and he strummed that guitar. He said, "What the hell am I doing here?" and walked off and never came back.
So he was an eccentric sort of guy.
Yeah. I saw him sometime later in the restaurant, and I saw him sitting at the counter. I said, "Well, what are you doing here?" And he said, "Are you going to buy my dinner?" I said, "Are you going to buy mine?" He was flirting. Every time I was with him, he was flirting with some girl.
When you painted him, that wasn't from life.
No. He had been dead for 40
years. Long time, right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You drew him from life?
I made a drawing of him. That's right. I gave it to a friend of mine over here who's a guitar player.
Were you around him a lot? Or
not much.
His politics?
No, I just didn't care much for him. And I really didn't admire him very much. But I made a good painting of him. And it's just almost as if God had said, "Put this in there, put this in there," when I did that painting of him, which is in the Capitol, you know.
State Capitol, right. Mm-hmm.
When they came over here and wanted me to do a painting, they wanted me to do an Indian. I said, "Well, I don't much want to do another Indian for the Capitol, but I'll do something." He said, "Well, we'll just take anything you'll do." And before he got out the door, I knew what I was going to do because I'd been trying to do a painting of Woody Guthrie. It was probably a couple of months before he came back. And when he came in, I showed him I had painted Woody Guthrie, and he thought I was doing two Indians chasing a buffalo. And he said, "Well, that's not exactly what we expected, but I'll take it." So I said, "Well, it's not going to cost you $15,000. It's going to cost you $20,000. And he said, "Well, all right." And I said, "But besides that, you've got to give the money to the Woody Guthrie Medical," whatever it was. They were so impressed and so pleased about it that they had me and my daughter come to New York City and had a nice big dinner for us. He didn't bat an eye when I said, "Well, it's going to cost you $20,000.
You knew Eleanor Roosevelt?
I took her through the big museum there in Chicago. It was just an accident. She came early in the morning to see a sculpture exhibit, and I was there drawing because I'd go early and they'd let us draw early before the public came. And so they said, "Well, he's the only one here. He'll take you through that." So I took her through that big exhibition of sculpture. And I was really impressed with that woman. I really thought she was magnificent looking. You know, everybody talks about how ugly she was. She didn't have an ugly bone on her. She was almost majestic. I'll never forget that.
Very grateful to you for showing her around, I would imagine.
Yes,
very
nice. Yeah. Car parked out in front, big Cadillac or whatever it was. And I was embarrassed because when you first went in there, they had these big nude sculpture. And she stood there a long time and looked at them.
Harry Truman, you met him. Do you remember what he was like?
He was awfully nice, yeah. And he was from Kansas, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
He unveiled my painting of Ben.
Mickey Mantle?
Didn't like him.
Jim Shoulders?
Liked Jim Shoulders very much. Did his portrait.
How about Madame Chiang Kai-shek?
Oh, yeah, I went to a party with her. The fellow who was in charge of the books for the newspaper in New York had her for dinner. I was there. Really nice person.
And you talked to her?
Yeah. I didn't say much, but I was just there with a bunch of other people.
Gene Autry?
Yeah.
You have a fun story about him?
Well, the last time I was with Gene Autry, he was drunk. He had on shoes and socks, no pants, but he had on a bathrobe and a cowboy hat.
Anthony Quinn?
Anthony Quinn, I went out to judge a show out west. He and I were on a train together. We both were coming back to Kansas City, and he wanted me to introduce him to Thomas Hart Benton. We got into Kansas City, and it was just snow, and it was cold as hell, and he wanted to go meet Thomas Benton. So I called Mrs. Benton and told her that Anthony Quinn wanted to come and see him. She said, well, it's just too cold. We don't want to see him. And so he went his way, and I went mine. Can you imagine somebody saying it's too cold to meet Anthony Quinn? Well, that's the Bentons for you, because they were meeting famous people all the time.
Chester Gould, the creator of the comic strip Dick Tracy?
Well, he and another fella are the ones that sent me to New York wanting me to become a cartoonist. I decided quickly I didn't want to be a cartoonist and came back and went back to the Art Institute.
Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby. He came to Miami. He was a good friend of George Coleman, a wealthy fella in Miami. His dad owned the lead and zinc mines. He was a good golfer. They played golf together. He came and he wanted to see my lithographs. And he sat there and looked at my lithographs.
Where was that then? He would see the lithographs.
At George Coleman's house. George Coleman had a collection of my prints. And he liked my lithographs. I think the only time I was really, really impressed was when Collier's Magazine did a double-page spread of my drawings. I think I really was impressed then. Because it impressed my dad.
So they finally said something good about your work.
Yeah.
You said earlier they didn't always comment. When that came out in Collier's magazine.
I really did. I thought I'd really made it then. I really did, yeah. Of course, I did paintings and all that sort of thing. But I still think the lithographs were what I did masterfully.
Are you the most proud of your lithographs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by far. I get proud of this item or that item or something like that. But collectively, the lithographs